Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Eddie O'Brien. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny O'Brien. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Hearn covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field. Mays picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mays. Long moves to second. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Atwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is called out on strikes. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. One out. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Hearn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive towards first. Long reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law strikes out. One out. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Hearn covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 1 in the game. Catt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Atwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas bunts towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Atwell moves to second. One out. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Atwell scores. It's 3-0, Pirates. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to third. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Grote moves to second. It's 4-0, Pirates. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freezes 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Pirates. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Raycat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Bobby Hoffman pinch hits for Dusty Rhodes. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman now catching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Atwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Pirates. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris throws to second for 1, and Gardner throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Littlefield moves to second. Two outs. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Freeze. Mays moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Dick Cole now playing third base. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Mays scores. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Pirates. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's Pirates, 5, Giants, 5. Bob Friend now pitching. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cole fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Windy McCall now pitching. Roberto Clemente pinch hits for Jerry Lynch. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Shepard pinch hits for Toby Atwell. Jack Shepard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long scores. Shepard moves to second. It's 6-5, Pirates. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Shepard moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shepard scores. Thomas scores. O'Brien moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Pirates. Paul Giel now pitching. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Roberto Clemente now playing right field. Jack Shepard now catching. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Paul Giel. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Gomez pinch runs for Bill Taylor. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to second. Dick Hall now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to third. Mueller moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.